I broke up with my boyfriend recently.
I know.
It's comedians never say stuff like that. But it's okay. Nobody's placing blame, you know. We were just different people. Like I'm a Leo, so I am very outgoing and I'm kind of a night owl. And on the other hand, he was a Sagittarius. So he impregnated his secretary. We're just different.
We'll tag team double up, hit you in the sweet spot and make you wish you'd backed up. The gloves are off.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show. I am Dusty Angel, here with my dude Robert. What's up, Robert?
Hello.
Sorry. And next to Robert, we got Desi. How are you, Desi?
What it do, baby boots? I'm good. Great.
Doing good. And we also got Michelle. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How you doing, Dusty?
I'm doing good, because we have a room full of hot chicks today.
Yes.
Ladies, make some noise, please. Somebody make a little. All right, we got a couple of friends that you already know. You met them before. We have the lovely Glacier in the building.
Hello, what's up?
How are you, Glacier?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
If you guys don't remember Glacier, Glacier was actually our first caller on the Oddcast. She called in when we were talking about pet peeves. Was that right?
Yes.
And we talked about raves and kissing.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Girls and partying and stuff like that, which we're going to get into that later. I definitely want to hear more about that. But it's really good to have you back, Glacier. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we also have Hot Manager Denise. How are you, Hot Manager Denise?
Good. How are you guys?
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good.
Now, Hot Manager Denise is joining us because we're having a What Women Want show today. We're going to talk about what women want, because we don't know what the hell you guys want. And Hot Manager Denise actually brought her hot niece, who's also going to be an addition to the show. Ladies and gentlemen in Oddcast land and everybody on the Oddcast, I want you guys to give a nice warm welcome to Hot Niece Belinda.
Hey.
Woo!
How are you,
Woo!
Belinda? Good.
Yeah. Now, Belinda, we invited you because Denise, she gave a very, very good description of you. She called you a pit bull in a skirt.
Oh, a pit bull in a skirt.
That means you're a rough chick.
No, I just think I live in my own world, and then, like, I let people play in it.
Uh-oh.
I have my own rules.
I like that.
Is hot niece, is that girl single?
I don't know. Ask her.
I'm not.
Oh, figures.
You're married?
No.
She's technically, no,
not.
She's single. If you had to answer it on a paper, it'd be single, right?
It would.
Yes, but she's involved right now.
Okay.
She's definitely involved. But that doesn't stop her from giving her honest opinion, because I'm sure you know a lot about guys.
Yes.
And about what we're trying to figure out about you guys and all the dumb mistakes we make, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're going to get a nice, interesting bunch, because Michelle, you have your past with the men, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
It may not be, you know, to the extent of some of us here, because some of us here are whores.
Sorry.
I'm raising. Apparently, me and Desi are raising our hands right now.
Boy party.
But I'm very interested to get your perspective on what women want, because it's a confusing subject, and I'll let you guys know how I came about this subject. I did a lot of shopping over the weekend, and I was in line, and there was some tabloid. I don't know which one it was. It could have been Cosmo. It could have been something else. I don't know what it was, but two women in back of me were arguing, and the topic was, what do women really want? And they were arguing. They said something, and then the girl was like, yeah, that's true. And then the other girl said, no, that's bullshit. And I was like, it got me to thinking, like, if two women can't even figure out what the hell women want, that makes our job so much harder. I mean,
we're complicated. We don't even know what we want.
Yeah. Exactly. We just know what whatever hormone we're going through that month or whatever day it is, we're just going with it. So that's why it fluctuates.
Well, can you let us know, like, when or what's going on?
No. When you're on your rag.
That's our only...
explain. What? Well, maybe, actually.
That's our only notice is that I'm on my rag, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, pretty much, because I'm a bitch.
Okay.
I don't feel good, I'm cramping, it's gross, I'm sorry.
Ugh, it sounds pretty gross.
It's gross, it's gross. I'm sorry to be so blunt about it, but it's
you know
gross.
What, I got a really, really...
You try doing that every single month for a week.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me you're not going to be a bitch or an ass.
I got a really, really vivid description of... the insertion of tampons recently.
I don't even want to know that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't even talk.
I don't want to.
No, we
want
to know.
It's not something I want to repeat. But it was just funny.
I want to know.
Oh, you should know. What do you use?
Inquiring minds want to know. No, we want to know how you came about this.
Because we were talking about buying my little sister's. They're
too afraid to use tampons. We're like, no, we're not. We're still virgins. We can't.
Wait, are these the two sisters that go to church every week?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Move on.
Anyway.
We got into that earlier, what they're doing at church,
but
really.
That's a good thing, though, that they're afraid to put tampons in there.
True. That is a good thing, actually. So
they think they can't put it in there because they're still virgins, which could be true, possibly, but some people have used tampons before they lost it.
It's unfortunately not true for them, but anyway.
But, I mean, that's a good sign for me.
Okay.
That... they're not at least going that far, church.
In the history of tampons, has there ever been one that's broken a hymen? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
I mean,
your hymen can break for many, many different reasons.
Really?
Riding a horse,
if you do sports.
Car accidents, things like that.
Dancing.
So only some girls, there are a certain percentage of girls that have
the
hymen.
Is that the story you remember?
Is that what you told your mother?
I lost my virginity to a tampon.
I
just played with you. You just kind of walked into that one.
No, but some hymens are like really, really thick though. Like they actually have to be surgically, opened, I guess.
What?
Yeah, I've read on this a little bit. I'm weird.
Yeah.
Kind of like an episiotomy?
Interesting.
I guess, yeah, because some girls actually don't have it. Some girls do. Some girls have really thick ones, and they can't lose their virginity because there's something covering it.
Wow.
So
I'm gonna have
that
to,
would suck.
Yeah. Wait, so you're technically a virgin for the rest of your life, so every time you
get
married...
You're not gonna,
you can't have sex if there's a barrier there.
I think they'll go get the surgery because I think they want to have sex, so...
Yeah, because I don't think you want to be a 40-year-old virgin.
No.
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 No pun intended.
But anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a complicated thing because these two chicks that were arguing, it's confusing. I mean, what do you guys really want? And I know that's a general statement, but I'm just going to go around the room and if – girls, can you just give me in one simple
now? Do you want to know what they want in terms of guys?
Just
guys,
just
relations,
just
gifts,
whatever that statement means to you. Whatever, what does a woman want? Whatever that means to you, I want you. If it's love, peace, and happiness, if it's gangbangs, dildos, and whatever.
I seriously doubt it's gangbangs and dildos.
You never know.
We want a big penis. I'm just playing.
That's what I want. No, I want a simple line like that.
I'm just kidding.
No, she's serious. There was some seriousness to that.
There is some truth to every joke.
There is some truth to it, yeah. But I just thought I'd throw that out there.
No.
Just so,
according
awful.
To Enzyte, what women really want is thicker and wider.
Yeah, instead of longer and slimmer. Is that true, Desi, while we're on the subject?
Pretty much. Okay. Why not?
Just checking. Thicker and wider. Thicker and wider, guys. Remember that. Thicker and wider. So, okay. Seriously, just in one line, Desi, what do you want? If it's a nice sized penis, hey, that's your answer. But just as a woman, what do you want in life?
Happiness.
Happiness. That's a good answer. Glacier, what do you want in life?
I am all about that too. Just positivity, happiness, and sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
Yeah.
Sensitivity. Okay, we're gonna relate that to a guy later on. I want to know what you mean by sensitivity. Michelle, what do you want in life?
Success.
Me and you are. That's my number one answer right there.
See,
number one. See,
that could be happiness too,
along.
Though. Yeah. Success would be happiness.
Very true. Yeah. Okay. Success.
It's whatever success entails.
Interesting. Yeah,
just as long as the man doesn't keep you down.
What man?
Woman. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, Michelle.
But,
But Linda, what do you want in life?
I'm going to be honest. I want what I want when I want it.
Love it. Love
but
it.
But it depends. You
love
know,
it. But it depends, which makes
moves.
It even harder. So
I think I'm starting to see what? Where the pit bull part comes
yeah.
from.
I'm an only child, though. That's my excuse.
She's an oh, you're an only child? Yeah, you are, actually. That's right. So you want what you want when you want it. I
do
like
you want
that.
A brother and sister? I got we're five of them.
We're giving one
we're
away.
Giving them away. I just gave one to Glacier earlier.
You know what? I have a gay brother, which is kind of like having a brother and a sister, so we could totally share, you know? Okay, see? It works.
Hot manager Denise, what do you want as a woman?
In life?
Whatever, as a woman.
I'd say happiness, success, and some type of connection with somebody.
Oh, that's a good one. Happiness, success, and some type of connection with somebody.
Okay. Just like any connection?
No.
Emotional.
More like chemistry with someone.
Okay. All right.
Everybody wants to be loved, right?
That's true.
Right?
Of course. That goes with happiness.
Okay.
If you're loved, you're happy. If you're successful, you're happy. That's why I said happiness.
Yeah,
it's
no, that's
pretty
actually,
general.
That's a general, yeah. That's and that's
if
perfect.
You're happy,
if you're having good sex and you have a big penis, that's happiness.
That's happiness, yeah. There's a,
hey, there's if you're a, having sex with a guy that has a big penis, you're happy.
Who's successful and you're successful, you know? Great.
Yeah, that's true. See, that's – but just from these – actually, generally, it looks like women want happiness and success. That was like the main two answers. Sincerity – you know, that comes probably in a close second. The one that kind of threw me off was the what I want, when I want it, and that depends, which kind of makes it even harder because I think the majority of women are like that, Belinda. I really think they want what they want, when they want it, and that depends.
You're kind of controlling, huh? I get that.
I am. I try not to be, but I think I am.
Little controlling.
She wants control. That's what she wants.
Because she's the only child.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of figured out a little bit because I have kind of an upper hand. Uh-huh. I have... How many women live here? Five?
I don't know.
Four sisters and a mother.
Oh, there's little girls
that's
too,
five.
Though.
They don't count, though. Five women in my life, okay? So, and they tell me everything. They tell me things I don't want to know. But I also have, you know, a lot of girlfriends as well. And... one in particular I was telling this to the other day. I think I figured out what women want from guys, kind of, a little bit. Maybe one facet of it.
Help me out, because I've dated a lot of women, and I'm more confused than when I started.
Women want you to confirm what they think and let them decide whether or not they're wrong.
You know what, Robert, that's a pretty damn good... But even that statement is confusing. But that is a pretty damn good
description. But that's how women are. They're
you know
confusing.
What? That's
it's
actually,
like if she says, do these shoes look bad? You're supposed to say, no, I like those shoes. Like, I don't like those shoes. That's the proper answer. Those shoes are wonderful. I love them.
No, you should be honest with
no.
it. Tell her.
No.
You're going
to
let her walk out the house looking stupid?
No, see, you're thinking of it from a point of view of like a guy friend or a girlfriend. You know, if you look bad, you want them to tell you.
I would want my significant other to be just as blatantly honest.
So if you
so
ask
you're lying to me all the time.
So you ask if this does this look does this make me look fat? You want him to say yes.
If it looks fat, please don't let me walk
so
out.
So you're
house
lying to me.
Fat.
You're telling me what I want to hear.
No.
He's lying right now.
He's lying to you. He's lying to you.
No, I tell you the truth because you're my sister. You can take the truth.
Secretly, they want you to lie to them, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, I'm in agreement with you. And you notice the majority, all the men, actually, there's only three of us. There's me, Robert, and my brother, Irox.
Because you know when you tell them the truth, and you know what response you get. What response you get when you're telling them the truth. He's like,
you get in trouble.
Yeah, you get in trouble. They don't want you to tell them the truth.
Dude. That's very funny that you guys said that. I'm so glad that you said that, Robert, because I went to this men's magazine. It's keep in mind it's months old, but the situation still hasn't changed. Guys are confused. But there was a section in there that said what she wishes you knew. And you guys kind of led into this great because women say stuff, but...
You got to read between the lines.
Exactly.
Yes, a lot.
Jeez, that's way too much. Like that's way too much requiring.
No,
I've come to learn that guys don't read between the lines. Why? Only girls
no,
do.
No,
girls
no, yeah,
can
yeah,
get
yeah,
other
yeah.
girls,
see?
But guys will not get when we're trying to kind of like tell you something, but not
no,
really tell
don't
you.
Don't do that.
just
I know. That's why I usually, and I've tried to learn to just tell a guy up front, like, what I'm saying. So that's why I try to be honest.
Yeah, that is true, too. I was having this conversation with one of my friends as well, and we were talking about that guys, we can't process the fact of what it comes between one and three.
Dude.
We can't find that number two.
There's too much going on in life to like have to read between the lines too. You know,
thank
it's like,
you.
Hey, you're quite a little bit too much. Just say it like blatantly, like Belinda said, and then we'll get it. We'll be a little bit more apt to like
to handle the
want.
Situation. Exactly. Or yeah, when guys say something, what we say is what the hell. What's coming out of our mouth is word for word what it means.
And girls girls tend to take that and try to read between the lines. Oh, we think he's saying
exactly.
this. We think he means that. Because we do that with girls. I know. I read Cosmo.
See, you're,
trust
that's
me. I know all that. I read Cosmo all the time, every month.
Dude, you guys.
That's
you
a,
girls
that's a good point, though. Like, yeah,
what you girls
do.
Have to remember is that guys aren't that complex.
No.
No, like, we're simple.
Give me head. This, you say what you want. You don't.
I'm hungry.
Give
I
me head.
Pee,
give
I
me
head,
head. Doesn't mean, you know, I want you to come
doesn't
and sit
want
next
it doesn't mean I love you and I'm comfortable with you. It means it feels good. Just do it.
Exactly, Desi. Exactly. This actually.
I know what's up.
Dude, this is going to be helpful to both sexes, I feel like.
I think it is. Because, look, one of the things that this men's magazine said when it says what she wishes you knew. It says saying I love you immediately before or during or following sex doesn't count.
It doesn't, no.
So this is to women. So when we say we love you during sex, before sex, or after sex, it doesn't count?
That's when you mean it most.
Or if you're drunk. If you're drunk and you're having drunk sex, it doesn't count either.
That's when you mean
it
most.
It doesn't count. You're just saying it because it feels good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of girls say that it doesn't count.
We connect both to love, though. So you know,
I know. That's the
that
problem.
Means I love you.
Yeah. See, men attach sex with love, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really don't, but apparently you guys do. So guys,
because if you have good enough sex, falling in love is easier.
Is easy
for guys.
I have never fell in love with a girl before I had good sex with her. Does that make sense?
No, I mean that makes sense.
Yeah, I've never like been like, oh, I love this girl, but I haven't been inside of her.
No.
I've been inside of her a few times and realized that she's the shit and this is going somewhere and I love her.
Okay, I have a question for the women. So I hear a lot of jokes about, you know, orgasm, faking orgasm. Are women faking orgasms out there? And if you are, like, why?
Yes.
Nice. Small dick.
Oh.
Not wide enough. You're taking too long. So just hurry up and finish. Yes. Ooh, oh, yeah, I came 5 minutes ago. Just finish. They can't tell if you did or not.
That's true.
You cannot tell. We can tell if you do.
We don't care is the funnier part.
You're the fool.
Well, we
jokes
know.
On you.
I know they don't care. That's why I'm just like, whatever, just get it over with. I'm just doing this to make you happy for right now.
I was done with this 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so over it.
Now, I'm on the hot manager, Denise. Have you faked an orgasm ever in your life?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
What do you think about that, Dusty?
That better not be with a certain someone we know very close. Nah. Belinda, have you ever faked an orgasm in your life? Really? Wow. Hold on. Wow. Belinda's super real. Hold on. Belinda just said she never faked an orgasm?
No, I'm not an actress, so.
So what if you don't like it? You just tell him you didn't finish?
You just hurry up and finish him off so you can move on with your day.
That is, you are, that is so kind
you
of
are
you.
Are so cool. Like,
yeah.
You.
That is so
true,
kind.
I don't know.
That's very awesome, Belinda. That's very awesome. Ladies, take heed to what she was talking about. Okay?
At what point during, you know, an encounter, is it that you're faking one? Is it because you've well, maybe not you, hot niece, but for all the other girls, when you are faking it, is it because you actually have had them all the other times before, and this time you don't want to make them feel bad, or are you trying to protect us, or what?
Okay, first off, I never answered the question.
Yeah, I want to hear Michelle's answer.
Oh, true that.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
No, but I've never had one either.
Oh.
Whoa,
that's
hold
right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You have never lived.
Whoa.
I have not lived
on.
Yet.
Wait, we cannot
apparently.
Move on. Sorry. We can't move on without
stop
discussing
the car.
This. Wait, we cannot move on without discussing this.
Wait, at all?
Seriously.
No.
Ever?
But you kind of have seen it. You felt like kind of been close
wait.
To it
been
at some point.
I mean,
close,
not,
but
just,
didn't happen.
Wait, it's the unicorn.
Okay, take the guy out of the equation. Have you ever
that's
had
what
one?
I want to know. By yourself.
By myself, yeah.
Okay.
But
oh.
That, okay, but that's what I'm saying.
So you know and you understand.
I know it and I understand it.
Okay.
But,
so no.
See, though, you know, it's just not...
I was going to say...
I can't say I faked an orgasm with a guy because okay. Nobody's ever brought me to one.
No, that's an honest answer. And I bet the majority of women have not received an orgasm from a guy. I'm
not,
just
not the majority.
I
girls... They do orgasm. And
they
you know
do.
It.
You know, that's kind of sad.
But not
women.
Normally with when you're they're just inside.
Right.
You
it's
have to clitoral. Do. It's the foreplay that gets the girls.
Right.
Some have like a groove though. Some girls like you know when they're about to and like when they do they kind of have like a you
yeah.
know you know when they do
the extra hump. Hey, hey, hey. You yeah. know the extra. Yeah.
The eye goes kind of crazy.
The eye
is floating around.
They start having a stroke and shit.
Are
yeah.
they repeat something and you're like, stop repeating shit?
Their eyes are like rolling in the back of their
I
head.
Love you, I love yeah, you. Yeah. See, you've been
you
saying
too.
Too. I love you. Yeah, bitch, yes. Because you're nutting right now.
Yeah, but when
you should try orgasming on ecstasy.
I never have
that
done that.
That is the best thing in the world.
Really?
Woo-hoo. It's like 10 times better.
It sounds amazing. I mean, I've heard.
I know. So do I.
So... The orgasm to me can't get any better. So you guys are telling
do it on
me
ecstasy. It will.
I may have to take you up on that offer.
Yeah, 3 hours before you, I've been staring at a lighter, but you know. So anything's
fine. It was awesome.
But don't get used to doing that all the time, because when you do it normally, it won't feel as good.
See,
that's just always supposed to feel
that's what
good.
I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
That the regular orgasm wouldn't feel good once I do it on X or something like that. Because I'm sure coming on heroin is the shit.
Oh my God.
But,
I don't know about
saying,
that.
I'm not going to try it, you know, because I don't, you know, I want my regular nut to feel good when I'm, you know, doing my
exactly.
thing.
You know,
it's
kind of sad for girls sometimes because guys come every time.
Every time.
Every situation, any backdrop like you give us, like we're going to, you know, we can do it. We can
yeah.
come to, no, not all the time though. Truthfully.
Usually.
Usually though, like 99.
Cramped, we can be in a cramped little 79 Pinto. Rug burns, ass hurts, arms falling asleep, but we will come. We can't say that for women, right?
I think that's just kind of, you know.
So not fair.
Not fair, fuckers. Exactly.
So I don't know. That's
why I would want to have a penis for a day.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Come
better
every day. Yeah, I just want it for a day. I already have someone lined up who would let me fuck them, so I totally like do that.
Frankenstein style.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One thing on this list also of the what she wishes guys knew is I'm unimpressed with the man who doesn't take the lead. What? Because I'm very confused on this, especially with all these, you know, this
like an aggressive guy.
Yeah, just like okay, we're not a guy that asks you where we're going to eat.
No, not aggressive is different from what's it called? What's the word?
Overbearing?
Possessive.
Uh-huh.
Possessive.
No, just a guy like, what I'm assuming from this is a guy who asks you, oh, where do you want to go, honey? Instead of asking me, he tells you, we're going to the fish
yeah,
house.
That's a lot better. Like, if a guy's, that's more aggressive, that's taking charge.
Uh-huh.
So if a guy's more like that, it's more attractive. I
you,
think.
You
in
like
my
that.
Favor. Yeah, I like that.
You
I like someone
that.
Who takes charge. I don't want to, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, you're fucking boring.
That's one for the aggressive guy. Glacier, do you want a guy who tells you we're eating or asks you, honey, where do you want to? You know, I don't care. Where do you want to go? Oh, I don't care. Where do you want to go? Oh, you're the best.
Well,
I don't care.
Well, I mean, when I guess like they're in the lead, it shows some sort of stability,
uh-huh.
and I like that sometimes. And yeah, I like to be asked too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I see, like, stability through that.
Through the, okay.
So, yeah.
So you'd rather a guy who's telling you we're doing this. He takes the lead.
I like that.
You know
yeah,
what I
mean.
Yeah. Come on, we're going this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle.
I would rather have somebody take charge because I personally don't like wimpy people, like, with, like, their personalities.
Uh-huh.
You know, where they're, like, wishy-washy, like, which is, oh, honey, where do you want to go to eat? Oh, I don't know. Where do you want
to
go?
They're like girls. If
I'm
going to girl,
I'm
going to
get pissed at some point and kick you in the nads and
yeah.
say, pick a damn restaurant,
exactly.
dude. So I'd rather have the person that takes charge, and I don't want to be the person that takes charge and says, okay, we're going to McDonald's or whatever. So
okay.
I don't want to be that person.
Okay. Belinda, do you want a guy who takes charge, or would you rather take charge? You're a controlling girl now, so...
It depends. If I know what I want, and I know where I want to
oh,
go,
shit,
then that's where we, you know, I want to go. But there's some days where I can't make up my mind, and I don't want to decide anything, and
uh-huh.
so you need to just pick a spot.
Okay. So it goes back to the
day to day.
What I want, when I want it, right. And that depends.
Yep.
Good. That's a good answer. Hot manager Denise, would you rather a man take charge or do you want to be in charge?
I like it both ways. I like when a man takes charge, but also if I call him up and say, pack your bags, I'm picking you up at 8, you better be ready.
See how this is confusing, Robert?
Yeah, no, they want both.
I think the better thing would be to actually learn to word things better. Because if you say we're going here, I think we're gonna go over to the Crab Shack.
No, I'm just saying we're gonna have a good time. Pack your overnight bag. I will pick you up. You're gonna have fun. I promise.
But in a way, yeah, it is kind of how you word it, though.
No,
too.
That's a good idea. But for guys telling girls, I think if we just thought about it a little bit more. Instead of just saying, because there's a difference between being aggressive and telling you where you're going to go tonight and saying, you know, if you change it up a little bit and make it sound better, you can make it sound like it's your idea. Because if I say, you know, I was thinking we could go over to the Crab Shack tonight. What do you think?
If you
don't care, you'll say, yeah, that sounds good. But if you do care, you'll make the decision by saying, I don't know. I was thinking this. Or, I don't really like that. And then I'll say, oh, well, where did you think? And then you'll give me the answer, and that's where we're going. You'll
that's
be happy, and it'll be your idea.
That's too much talking. That's
no, you. But you figured it out, though. You got it.
Yeah. If I call you
right.
And I tell you to be
oh,
ready.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine,
ready.
Too.
Then
yeah.
You can call me whenever you want, and I'll be ready.
For you, but for these other girls.
See?
For some other girls out there.
But in a way, sometimes it's just the way you word it. It's all like manipulation. It's just the way you word it.
What do you mean?
Like, if you want to tell, like, if you want to, you know, there's something about your mate you don't like.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're not going to come on and be like, oh, you, this so annoys me when you, you know, the way you chew or something.
Why not?
Because they'll take offense to it.
Oh, so we're supposed to be
so we
got to,
like,
kind of,
like, you know, tell you in a nice, different way.
So,
like,
okay, give me an example. Like, Jesse, you're my mate. I come, and in the back of my head, oh, your feet stink. There's like a big time, like every time. But I can't. How do I tell my girl who I love that her feet stink? Desi, tell me, how do I tell you that your feet stink? Please.
Take a bath with her. Just like, let's take a bath together.
Uh-huh.
You can wash them and then like give her a massage and put stuff on it. You know, and then buy her like a little kit, like a little pedicure kit.
Here's some Thompson's powder.
No,
pedicure
kit, because it sounds better and she'll think you were thinking of her. Like, I think you would like this. You tell her that way, and you give her a gift. She's not gonna never know. Oh, he doesn't like me now. I'm insecure because my feet stink. So, you know, you do it a different way, and no one gets hurt. And seriously, you have to like really think about these things. I do it all the time. I just word things differently to not hurt people's feelings.
As a guy, Desi, as my mate, I want you to tell me that my fucking feet stink. None of this. Oh, honey, let me get you some special socks. No. Tell
well,
me
because you're a
stink.
Guy, but I'm saying maybe to do it to a girl.
Period. Just tell
but do it,
me.
No, but I'm saying if you were going to do it to a girl, I'm telling you, a guy should do this for a girl. Maybe it's different if a, you know, because you're a guy. You'd want to be told straight out. I don't know.
Yeah, I do. So. That's the thing. In general, guys just need to be told. I think
I would definitely rather you tell me that my feet stink than break up with me because my feet stink.
And then you find out 2 months later.
That she broke up with me because
Julie.
My feet stink.
Oh, so did you know that your feet stink? That's why she broke up with you? Really? Are you fucking serious? No. Just tell us straight.
Because have you ever seen that show Seinfeld?
Yeah.
The guy used to break up with people. Seinfeld used to break up with women for no reason. And the reasons he came up with were stupid. Oh, she had a big nose. She had man hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Just kind of stuff like that. I mean, I would hate to have to find out that...
But I'm saying if you're doing it just...
Yeah, I know.
You just don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Just do it that way. I mean, if you're really that comfortable with them, then tell them straight out. But if you're not that comfortable with them, then do it that way.
So if somebody smells, you buy them something that smells pretty?
I did it for you.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
What did you buy?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Damn.
It's not even true. I never even bought them cologne in my life.
See, we're all just playing each other. Even brothers and sisters play each other, dude. That's horrible. Another one that kind of caught my eye was and I've had girlfriends in the past who have told me this, and I really need – this is kind of a personal thing, too. I really need to know if this is true, ladies. It's kind of off the wall, but tell me if this is true. This is a lady speaking now. I'm convinced I'm pregnant and obsess about it for a minimum of 24 to 48 hours before my period, even when I have no rational reason to think so. Is this true?
though that we think that we've
That you think you're pregnant like 2 days before your period.
I've thought that.
Like all the time or just
not all the time.
Not all the time.
Is but this lady I'm irregular, so I don't trip on it too much anymore.
This lady in your story, is that how she feels all the time?
No, this is just women in general. This is apparently what women in general think. And as
is this like 2 days before their period because they think, oh my God, I should have had my period 2 days ago?
I don't know.
As a man, though.
As a man, we think that shit.
No, well, girls always try to tell you, oh, you know, I haven't had my period yet or something. So, and then it always comes and it comes to fruition.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I was running into. Like, yeah, I've had women in the past who have said things like.
So I have the same thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, from my perspective, that's how it is. I don't know.
Okay, see, us guys, we have a weird idea that you women obsess about being pregnant before your period. And to be honest with you, us guys are on the clock too. We know that you have your shit on the 13th, and once the 11th starts rolling around, if the bitchiness doesn't seek in, we start getting a little worried. So if we're thinking about it, I think you guys are. I don't know. Glacier, do you worry about your period? Do you worry about being pregnant 2 days before your period?
Usually if it's like getting close to the end of the month, I'm like, okay, hello, where is it?
Okay.
You know, and yeah, that's when I start kind of like freaking out.
Okay. Does this happen often or not a lot? Just every once in a while. Okay, like I guess normally then. Okay.
Like after a time you didn't have use a condom or something.
Something, yeah, sure.
That's cause to worry.
We've all done it.
I actually didn't get mine this month. I don't know what happened. But I haven't been promiscuous, so I'm not tripping on it. I'm just irregular.
Okay. Irregular?
But just saying.
That's
scary. Irregular.
I don't like that. Guys don't like that word, first of all. We do not like that word, irregular. Okay? So you guys need to figure out a way to get your shit back to regular, because we don't do the irregular.
Regulate?
Yeah, you better regulate that shit. Something, please.
You can do like that one lady. Change Where did diet. We hear this story? Oh, I think I heard this story somewhere. But some lady put an ad out on Craigslist to have another woman who's on a regular schedule come sit with her in a closet so they could be close together and hang out for like a couple days so that they could get their periods on the same cycle.
What? I've heard of that. Their cycle goes like sync in with each other.
But she was actually willing to, because I've heard of that happening with like best friends, you know, mothers and daughters.
Yeah, it's happened with me, but that's kind of weird. Like, can you have some of your period
somebody,
with me?
To pay somebody to, hey, I need somebody to come sit with me because my periods are regular and I need that shit fixed.
She needs like to get your hormones, like feed off of them and stuff.
She's gonna pay like $500.
That's crazy.
You know what's funny? Like when you think you're pregnant and like you're with, I don't know, maybe your sister, could be your best friend, and they're on the period, like, hey, like, can I chill with you for a quick second?
You know? You want that to rub off.
Can I rub off you for a second?
I wonder if there is scientific proof saying that's true, that if more than one woman are inside a house, the period rubs off. That's smart.
All of them upstairs, all the mom, my mom, my sisters, they all just had theirs.
Right?
I swear, I haven't got mine yet.
Oh,
but it happens. I sometimes just miss a month. It's usually a month I'll miss.
Think of poor me. Okay, I live in the house with five women that get periods.
At the same time.
Shoot me, dog.
At the same time.
Shoot me. So you know to stay.
There is a week.
Hang out at my house more often.
Does the girls' diet change on the period? Do you guys like start craving anything?
We eat a lot more, actually. Sometimes the girls, sometimes, not all, but some will eat a lot before you know, they get it, because I guess it sucks all like the nutrition or something.
I have a question.
Know, some kind of crap.
I have a question for you ladies. When you're on your period, do you hate your significant other or wish harm towards him?
I don't, not at all.
Because I've heard of that.
That's very nice of you, Denise. That's so sweet that she does it. That's cool. Belinda, do you hate your mate when you're on your period?
I hate period talk, like, altogether. Like, I just think it's so, like, why do we have to talk about this?
Because guys don't know.
Yeah, have you ever been at work and, like, people announce, like, girls you work with announce, like,
oh okay.
My period.
Yes.
And you're like,
and
why
that
are you
bothers
talking?
Me.
Why? I don't know. Like,
I thought I smelled something weird. Like,
have a party.
Like, that's not something you just, you know, acknowledge. Like, oh, hey, I just started my period. No, I don't, doesn't affect me. I don't,
Seriously, you're one of the 5 billion women that have their period. You're not pregnant.
Oh, that means your vagina's bleeding then, right?
Oh, then I should shake your hand.
How disgusting.
Now, Michelle, have you ever had a scare? Do you ever get worried that you're gonna be pregnant? That you're gonna be coming into the Oddcast pregnant?
Not unless by immaculate conception. No, not really. But
if a priest stares at you hard enough, will you get pregnant?
That does not constitute as immaculate conception.
It doesn't.
But I'm like Desi. I'm pretty irregular, but I don't skip anything. I end up having like two.
What?
I don't have two. I only had two when I was on birth control, and I was like, "Fuck this shit! I don't even take it. I'll use a condom."
Yeah, the doctor kind of just put me on birth control to try to regulate, because that's one of the things that they do. Because you have like 50,000 zillion syndromes out there for females that can cause, you know, it's called amenorrhea, which is either absence of period, or the other one, which is metrogyra, which is which is a lot of periods.
Neither one of those are cool.
They don't sound like fun.
I like to know that what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's so. Yeah. There's a lot of different things, and yeah.
Call me crazy.
Have you guys ever seen those commercials for that? God. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh wait.
But you know, there's the part where these girls are sitting around talking about this medication that
still doesn't happen.
Isn't it
Yaz?
Like it regulates?
Oh, that's the one you have your period four times a year.
Four times a year. That's awesome. Yeah. Instead of 12.
Girls, do girls really have those conversations?
No. I've never had that conversation with anybody.
I've had a conversation with my close friends about.
Periods. I want to know if someone else is taking this, so I know if I can take it.
Yeah,
I've done to you. Has it fucked you up?
Because the commercial just comes off so clinical.
So regular birth control, like seriously, like when I took it, it either made me depressed or emotional. I went to the doctor crying, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, and they're like,
that
oh, your
was
pill,
the wrong
your
kind
pill
for
dosage
you.
Is too high.
Yeah, that meant it was
but
the wrong
But they put
kind.
Me in a lower one, and then I got all crybaby. Everything made me cry.
That was still wrong then.
I just don't want to touch it. I don't want to fucking keep trying pill after pill, like, okay. What's
you should go on the patch.
No.
Robert Irox, do you guys notice what's happening? We're having a women's show.
Oh, shit.
And we're talking
and
about
we're all, for 5 minutes, hey. We've been talking about periods. And
you
that.
Guys brought it up.
Does anybody
so.
Else find that interesting?
Well,
one last question then. Okay.
Y'all
does
brought
it
up.
It hurts too, right? Like you guys, your stomach's hurting or something's going on where you're hurting?
It depends.
We cramp up. We get cramps.
That's horrible.
And your boobs get tender and they hurt.
And they're bigger.
Yeah.
You know what? This stuff is important to guys, because guys.
And they're bigger when you're on your period. Too.
Yes. Guys don't know this stuff.
I do.
That's
bigger.
Why
I
we're
like
so
it.
Insensitive.
That's the only thing I like is my boobs get a little bit bigger when I'm on them. I can wear this low-cut blouse and they look good.
That's the reason why some guys are so insensitive during your periods, because we don't know this stuff.
Yeah.
All we know is that you're being a bitch and you said your stomach hurts.
That's
I know, don't know why.
That's true. We didn't screw health class. I mean, seriously, I tuned out that week when we talked about periods and all that. I tuned out.
But see, they used the excuse a week before too.
See, I don't like
that's what I don't get.
That's what I don't
well,
like.
See, that's
2 weeks out of the month.
Spamming
nah.
the fucking. I know you need to be. You know, you need to like have some sensitivity in that in those days, but not a week before,
nah,
a week
see?
After.
Well, wait a minute.
No, because you feel it. You feel it a week before it comes.
You
we
know
when it's coming.
No.
We can feel
smile.
It.
Yes.
No, that's
yes. So you don't understand.
Yeah.
We're girls.
A week before you're sore.
You're sore. Everything
sore,
starts. You start
sensitive.
To feel it, and you're like, "Fuck, my period's coming." That fucking bitch.
But it's
I was
not,
gonna
it's
go
not,
out this weekend.
It's not all women though, because some women don't get PMS.
My ex boyfriend used to buy me like chocolate and Pepsi and all this shit when I was on it. He's like, "Here, I know you need this."
I know girls who can't get out of bed when they have their period. They can't go to work. They
yeah, some girls are really bad.
Damn, see, raise your hand if you're happy to be a guy.
Me. I'm raising my hand because
I
want to
be a guy.
We can pee in the bed. We don't have to worry about periods. Yes. Thank you, God. I love you. And we don't get pregnant.
Yay.
You're the best. Now that's.
And then we go through menopause.
Yeah.
We lose our period,
flashes,
but then we go through menopause.
See?
And we have to push people out.
Can I just have a hysterectomy and be done with it all?
Push little bodies out of our body.
We have to push have people done. Out of our bodies. That's
wow.
like.
When all said and done.
Ouch. Do you think you could do that, Dusty?
No. Hell no. First of all, when's all said and done.
You think I'm happy that I could actually do that? I'm not happy.
You guys wouldn't last a day.
Hell no, we wouldn't.
Power, like,
hell no, we wouldn't.
Seriously.
You guys, women, you got a raw deal. I'm telling you guys right now. Yeah.
You need to write a letter to somebody.
Write a letter to God.
We got
come
a
up
bad
with a cure,
hand, man.
Something. You guys got a raw deal, seriously. I mean, us guys, we came out on top in
yeah,
this
I
one.
Yeah, I can't handle even a big bowel movement. Yeah.
Exactly. That shit hurts.
It hurts.
You guys can come whenever you want. Exactly. You guys can pee wherever you want. You guys can do all the
wherever.
Stuff whenever you want. And us, oh, we get to bleed every month.
Yeah.
We get to have menopause. We get to push
people out. 9 months
of
pregnancy.
we have to pay for everything, though, so... That's pretty, you know,
yeah,
relationships,
you know
the guys.
We are the financiers.
We are. So
you know,
it kind of evens out.
We are, so.
It kind of evens out. In that case, I think I'd rather have a vagina than.
A vagina?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for shit ever.
Yeah, you get free drinks.
No,
and then you
can't
like
just have a vagina.
To what you want for Christmas, and
yeah.
Like, I hear you.
The vagina gets you the big stuff because
exactly.
You have to go all the way with that, but you need boobs, too.
Exactly.
If you don't have boobs, you can't get the little things.
Okay, that's called going to Mexico and getting a sex change.
That's a whole other story.
Exactly.
I would never do that because I could never see cutting it off. I could not do that.
Nah, hell nah. Nah, fuck that. It hurts when I bang that shit against a corner table or something.
Do you know how bad it hurt me to tell that story last week about... that guy that scraped his scrotum off.
Oh.
Yeah. Ouch.
Why'd you have to go there? Because just the thought.
Oh, I know.
I always think of Lorena Bobbitt.
You know what? You know what? I saw a sex change on Faces of Death once.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, which was fake.
No.
Faces of Death is fake.
No, it's not.
It is not fake.
Faces of Death.
No, it's not.
Faces of Death is not fake.
Ladies and gentlemen, dude.
What is your source? State
your
source.
What is your source?
All over the internet is my source because
no.
I grew up on Faces of Death.
I've
1
seen every
through 4,
single one.
Every single one.
There's not
they're
4.
Staged, dude, they're staged.
There's
I'm
not
telling,
4.
Staged
more
maybe,
than 4,
but they're probably
there
is true.
There's
some
more than 4.
So all those videos are fake?
They're fake. I'm telling
all
you. No, there are some from other countries like shootouts and stuff like that. They're real. Trust me, guys.
No,
Wikipedia or just...
No, I'm not buying that at all.
Okay.
I'm not buying that
at
all. Have you seen Taboo of Death?
Never seen that one. But for homework, I want you guys... Just Google Faces.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Happens.
But I'm telling you,
we're gonna leave it at that.
This sex change was, it was horrendous.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
the monkey brains, all that shit's fake.
Oh, I want to describe it.
Really? So they actually sat there and tapped it the whole time. We saw it get killed.
Dude,
and
I'm
opened
telling
it.
You guys, it's
so
fake.
That's fake. How they do that with that
because
type of video?
Did I just saw 2012 and they can make. The
these
yeah,
videos,
California
these
like
videos
in the 70s
were made.
And 80s.
These videos were made a long time ago,
like
when
in
they
the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
All I gotta say is Google it, and you'll see YouTube Faces of Death. Please,
whatever. Okay,
YouTube
anyone who agrees with Dusty, you can message us and let
go
us know.
Go for it.
Because I disagree completely.
Okay. After
disagree.
The show, after the show,
if you agree
YouTube,
with me,
YouTube
Dusty,
Faces of Death fake.
Message
F-A-K.
Me.
Please just YouTube that. That's all you need to YouTube. I am a Faces of Death was my shit when I was a kid.
And so was mine. Have you gone to Rotten.com?
Yes.
I went to
Rotten.com, Faces of Death.
Anybody knew
there's
what
this other one, Ducky.
Was.
Ducky, I don't know. I've seen every single, like, I have this weird obsession
into,
of disgust. Yes, steak and cheese.
I was into Faces of Death when it was a snuff film.
Oh, wait, I forgot. You're 10 years
I'm
older than
10
me.
I'm 10 years older than you. Beta. I had the beta version.
But still, then you
guys.
Should know if that Faces
Trust
of Death
me.
Is real.
There's one on there about chopping the head off. A head, something falls. And the monkey brains. All that. Check it all out.
There's got to be
but
some
anyway,
real
let's get back to the women. Let's get back to the
yeah.
What women want.
Let's
we can have this
down.
Other show another day.
we're gonna have the
we'll
Faces
have a
of
face
Death,
of death show.
Trust me, guys.
Because Dusty's going to be right.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
See, look, women and men can't even agree on one certain
exactly.
thing. Faces of Death. It turns
I'm
into
right.
a big
you're
World
wrong.
War
you're
III.
Boy.
Exactly. Boys go to Jupiter. Wait, oh, shit. Girls go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Boys go to Mars to get more candy bars.
That's right.
Ooh.
I always had candy bars.
I used to jump up to
smart
that.
Bars.
It doesn't make sense anymore.
Did you inverse that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I remember it differently.
Yes, yeah, so you all had a different one, right? It depends on what section of LA you grew up in, I think. Another one that kind of caught me off guard is when what she wishes you knew is when it says this is a woman speaking. I remember everything about our relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
I personally think that's true. I don't know. Ladies.
Women want you to remember everything that happened.
But you know, personally, I have such bad memory. I don't remember crap.
Yes.
You're
I
just
really
one,
don't.
You're
my
just
my ex-boyfriend used to get mad at me because I would start telling him something. He's like, I told you that. Like, last week. You don't remember. You never listened to me. Like, I'm like, yes, I do. And, like,
but that's just
Dessie
in general.
Yeah, I found my ID today. I lost it. I found it today. I knew it was in my parents' pocket somewhere. Desi.
If I wasn't here to tell this girl, hey, you left your head at home, she'd be like, oh, crap.
For real, I'm not lying. I'm so oblivious. It's bad. I'm surprised I'm here.
She forgets how to get home sometimes.
Wow.
True. That's
You'd be a perfect girlfriend,
true.
Actually. You and Perfectly Belinda, true. We should, like, mix you guys up and, like, you guys, she doesn't give a shit about nothing. You don't remember anything.
So I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. She remembers the stuff she shouldn't remember.
Like what?
Always.
She just told me stuff about her boyfriend, and it's like, wow, you remember that, but you can't remember what your anniversary is?
I thought nice. His birthday Denise, already.
Denise, do you remember everything in your relationships?
I don't anymore. I used to back in the day, like in high school, maybe. I would remember anniversaries when I met you.
It's our 1 month
Not
anniversary.
Anymore. Now I remember the month I met you, if you're lucky, and I remember the first time we have sex.
Nice. Actually, that's cool.
Those are two good ones.
Okay. Like, yeah, I remember those.
Providing the first time was good.
I like that. Yeah?
Yeah. That definitely is.
Because if it was bad, you probably won't still be together.
Yeah, if it was good, then it was exciting the first time. It was like, yay. Finally. Now,
Belinda, what about you? Do you remember everything in your relationships?
No, I don't. And I don't even try.
Dude, that's... See, but it's. I'm still so confused. All right. So you don't even try. You just say, F it. Just... Screw it.
I have a bad memory, so I don't, you know, whatever sticks, but most of it's not going
to
stick.
So if your significant other came up to you and said, just on a bad day, what month did we meet in? No. No?
I count on him to remember.
Okay. And then remind me. If they ask me to remember their birthday, just go to MySpace or Facebook.
See, I know,
I've done that before. I'm like, yeah, I remember your birthday. I didn't forget. I'm like, it's October 19th.
It gives you reminders.
Yeah, for real, that's what I did.
I can't even remember my mom's birthday.
I didn't
remember. So
I'm
really not going to probably remember your birthday.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Glacier, do you remember everything that in your relationships? Because guys, we don't remember shit. We really don't.
I try to remember, like, all the, like, the great things that really
stood out.
Right, yeah,
like,
just stood out. But like
first
me,
time
like
anal stuff like that.
But I have a pretty bad memory too.
Do you?
He's like, he gets pissed off too, and like, dude, you don't remember that shit? I'm like, I swear to God, like, I forgot. It's not because like I don't love you. It's because I. Do E.
I swear, I love you. It's just I'm rolling right now, and you know it's just not registering.
I have
registering.
A pretty fucked up memory. My memory.
It's because I'm always high.
Now, what do you, Michelle? What's your answer?
I remember stuff like birth dates or an anniversary date, but do I expect the guy to remember? Hell, freaking no, because I can't. Sometimes I can't even remember what I had for breakfast that morning, but.
Too much pot, Michelle. Too much pot.
Hey, you know, whatever.
I think that's all our problem. That's why we all can't remember anything. We're like, I don't really remember.
That's true.
I need ginkgo biloba or something.
Now, do guys earn brownie points for remembering that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like, really? Oh, I feel special. Who remembers?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Is it too much if I remember what you were wearing on our first date?
What color panties you had on? Or if
you
were
they don't want you to remember too much because then you're weird. So it's like a very...
Yeah, see? Like if you were shaved or unshaved that night. Like.
Yeah, that's true. I'm like, I don't even remember that. What the hell?
Good idea, Robert. See, things like that are important to us. Were you shaved or unshaved that night is a big question.
Because the fact that you were shaved is what made me go back again.
Exactly. And the fact that you were unshaved, maybe you didn't think you were going to have sex that night. And, hey, but you gave it up to me. So there's a lot of significance to
this.
What's that?
80s Bush.
Yeah. See,
70s Bush.
I got
better.
Me an old school.
80s was a little bit more curly, though.
I like the 70s Bush a lot better.
It's a fro.
Yeah.
My ex actually remembered the whole CD we listened to the first time.
Wow.
I didn't remember that until like I was playing the car one day. I was like, don't you remember? I was like,
really?
What?
And what is his boyfriend's name now?
No,
not. Oh, he's not gay.
I don't want to say
just
his name.
Just making sure. No, his boyfriend.
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, because only gay guys remember shit.
He remembered it though.
Wow.
I'm surprised. Usually he didn't remember shit, but he remembered it. I was like, I didn't remember. And I was like, oh yeah, I just pretended to.
Was
and
it
then,
like
I think I know who this is.
Marilyn Manson
to be,
or something.
To in his defense, he was sprung.
He was. He was sprung on.
Oh,
you you had him on the sprung on the pearl tongue.
Oh yeah, he was wrapped around my little finger.
See, listen, take note, guys. Did you hear what Destiny just said?
Horrible.
Yeah. To all you guys who think you're in charge, you're really wrapped around some chick's finger.
It was fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so real quick, I'm just going to ask the ladies that we have here a few questions that kind of are bugging us guys, and I want to see what you guys' answers are to see if we can finally nail down what the hell you women want, because we're very confused, okay? So just straight up, one of the questions is, we want to know, a woman's fantasy is most like, and I'm just going to read four answers, and I want you guys to, you know, kind of think about what your answer is, and us guys in your head think about what your answer is, you know? A woman's fantasy is most likely to involve a romantic setting, B, an adventure, C, marriage, D, lots of money, or E, being forced to do something you don't really want to do, but you do it anyway.
E.
See, I think the
same
I was going to say adventurous.
Hold on. So Desi says E, being forced to do something that you don't normally do, and Glacier says E, being forced to do something that you don't normally want to do. And I think deep inside women really think like that, but we're going to go around the room. Michelle.
I wouldn't say forced. I'd say more coerced.
Yeah, aggressive. Like coerced. I said in the beginning, aggressive. I like aggressive.
Yeah,
you're aggressive. Yeah.
See.
Get down, bitch.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Is the dad like that? Yeah. Like that show?
No.
Exactly.
See, women like that show. I'm telling you guys. You guys are.
When
guys
it comes to
freaks.
The bedroom, yeah.
We're gonna get to this.
Not
but
all
Michelle,
girls like that, but some like it.
Michelle, our anchor, our rock.
Yeah.
What is your fantasy? Michelle's ultimate fantasy of a guy. What does it involve? A romantic setting? Do you want to be gang raped by four black guys?
Oh. No. What? She wants to be gang raped by four black guys.
I don't
do
want to
be
gang raped.
Gang raped in a romantic setting?
He'll bring some candles as he tells you, bitch, get down on all me. On all your
I don't think I want to be gang raped or gang banged or raped in general. So I'm going to have to go with the aromantic.
A romantic setting.
Yes.
So we went from being forced to a romantic setting.
Yes.
Okay, no. I want to know. Belinda. Your ultimate, Belinda's ultimate fantasy, does it involve the romantic setting type or you doing something down and dirty that you don't want to do?
None of the above.
Something
adventurous. I guess that's like the closest thing I
was thinking.
Like fucking on the side of Mount Everest or something like that? What do you mean by adventurous?
No, I don't know. Adventurous, where like, you know, you're always just doing something different and experiencing things, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be sexual or romantic, but just something different every day where you're experiencing life and enjoying every day.
Okay.
Right. Doing it at Denny's, like in the bathroom.
No. I like that. No,
Denny's?
That's adventurous to me. I like that.
Yeah.
You could get caught. Hot manager Denise, what is your ultimate fantasy consist of?
I'd say E.
E? Being forced to do something that you don't want to do. Really?
Everybody's on
Dusty's
E.
Dusty's getting some ideas.
Please elaborate.
You said it's a fantasy. It's not like a normal first date.
Right. So in Denise's ultimate fantasy, like if she was walking down like South Central LA, and then like
here comes the gangbangers again.
Three black Crips walk up to you and say, "Hey, come here, girl. I'm gonna take you on the side of this building and bang the hell out of you."
Oh, sure.
No, not in South Central.
More like
Central,
with your boyfriend or something.
Not in South Central, East LA.
No. It has to be someone I know. Oh, okay. First, you said a first
three black guys she knows.
No, not necessarily.
First romantic first
date. No, I
no,
said
this
your
is just
fantasy
fantasies
period.
In general.
Okay. Yeah, we know what you're thinking. We got our answer.
But then again, these are just fantasies. Because, yeah. I mean, if you can relate it to real life, then it means you want us to come up to you and say, "Hey, bitch, get down and suck my dick." You don't want us to say that, though. That's the kind of a double-edged sword because
like I said with your boyfriend, if he's like more aggressive, then it's like better because you're comfortable with him.
There you go.
If it's a complete stranger, it's different.
Towards.
No, I don't want to get raped, but if my boyfriend is pretending he's raping me, then okay.
Then okay. And I'm like, I like you, and you're gonna be forceful. I'm like, okay, maybe let's see.
Yeah, tie you up a little bit. So I'm like,
I don't know about tying
no.
up. But him up.
Handcuffs.
Uh-oh.
Handcuffs.
Hey.
I broke a pair.
I have fuzzy ones.
Crackheads can't get out of those.
What?
Out of them.
Hold on, wait.
They were cheap from the gas station.
Did anybody else catch that? Hold on, wait a minute. Did anybody else catch that?
What? No, I didn't actually.
Michelle said she has fuzzy handcuffs.
Yes, I do. They're leopard print.
What? Oh, did you get? I had the same ones. Those are the ones I broke. They were really cheap, and I broke them.
Which priest gave you those, Michelle?
None.
None? No, it was a nun.
It was a nun. No, none.
I was going to say, which altar boy's room did you find it in?
Ooh.
Sorry, I don't go for the altar boys. They're a little too young.
That's the priest. The priests go for the altar boys.
The priests do.
She goes for the priest.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. I'm going after the priest. No, just kidding. She's like, look, I'm legal. I'm legal and I'm a female.
Please
touch
me.
Need a little boy's butt. Gross.
Now, ladies, when a girl says, I need space, what the hell does that mean?
She's tired of you and she met someone else.
Desi.
It's the truth. I've told someone, hey, like, let's hang out. Like, if I tell them, like, you know what, it's okay for you to hang out with your friends. Go for it. Because it's because I want to go out and do things behind your back.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's the fucking truth. I'm not going to lie. I've done it before and I got away with it. I've gone away with it every
single
time.
You know what? Thank you for the information, but I think you're giving away too much.
I don't give a shit. Who listens to this or tells me anything?
Glacier, what about you?
Yeah, when I say I want my space, I want my space.
You want your space? Yeah. Get the hell out of here. I don't want to see you again, basically.
Well, like that. I mean, like, I just, like, dude, I want to breathe,
you know? I'm fucking somebody else right now.
No.
No? Okay. Just checking. Because I like, yeah. So far, I like where this is going.
That's
Michelle?
Just me.
Michelle, what about you? When you say you need space from a guy, what does that mean?
I need my alone time, you know? Like, that's the one thing that I don't get at all. So... when I say I need space and I need time to be alone, I need to be alone. Leave me alone.
Yeah, everyone needs their space. So sometimes some people are too clingy, and you get irritated by it. It's like, let me miss you. Like, go away so I can miss you, because if you being around me this much,
exactly, I need
I don't
my
miss
space.
You annoy me. Yeah. Now, like, and I don't want to be around you.
So basically, it's really like a game. Like, we're just kind of like giving you a little bit. Like, just it's always kind of just keeping that balance there.
Unless
not
you're ready.
Much, not too little, not too much, not too much.
Unless you're like ready for like marriage and you're like committed to them, then like, okay, that's your life. That's going to be your lifestyle for the next whatever, how many years you're with them. But if you're single and you're still dating, you know, you need your space. You're young.
See, that whole space thing is the number one thing that confuses me, and I think it confuses a lot of guys out there. But Linda, what do women mean when they say they want space? What the hell does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for all women. I like my alone time. Like, I like just, you know, there's stuff I like to do alone, and I don't need people around. But that doesn't mean just you. Like, if you were my significant other, that means, like, anybody. Like, everybody, like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, please, I just want the house to be empty and everything to be quiet. I could watch whatever I want to watch. I could lay out in the living room and eat whatever.
That's you can masturbate.
In the shower.
Because he's not doing it. He's not wide enough. Hot manager Denise, what does it mean when a woman says she wants space?
I think for most women, it means that they want to go out and have sex with other people to make sure that you are the one. Personally, I would want my space just to be alone and do whatever I want with myself. But I think the general answer is mostly women want to go out and sleep with other people.
Take note. Next time she says she wants space, that just means she wants to go out and have sex with other people.
She found a different dick.
And
get
see
over it.
You are the one.
Unless she's three out of... how many people are here? And three out of five females?
Yeah, three out of five females are out there sucking other cock if they tell you they need space.
A lot of the time it happens the other way, though. The guy's the one needing his space, you know, from the girl. Like, it happens the other way a lot, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I come to find, you know, in my relationships.
Yeah, but... no, women have definitely... I've heard men tell me, oh, she said she needed her space. I've heard that many, many times in my
career. I have a question.
In my career.
If a guy takes too long to, like, you know, make a commitment to you, does that bother you too?
Yeah.
Desi, you say yeah? It does. So if he just, like, just calls you every night, like, at 12 a.m.
I don't
for, like,
trip on it, but it's kind of annoying. It's like, where is this going?
It's like, when are we going to be? Okay. Mm-hmm. See, we don't. No, yeah. That usually means a guy seeing somebody.
I mean, do we always have to end up getting married?
Yeah, or just a booty
call. Right.
Can't we just, like, be together?
Yeah.
Does it always have to result in marriage?
No, marriage.
Yeah, marriage is dating.
There you go.
Because marriage and dating is completely different. Yeah. Dating, you're just testing everything.
Yeah.
Marriage, you're committed. You want to be with that one person for the rest of your life.
But
apparently.
How long can we date you before you say,
Well, as long as you've had a certain talk, you know, like you've talked about what you want, like that person actually wants a relationship with you, then you know they're going in the same direction as you are. So, like, you date. Yeah. And you're together for a while. Exactly. All the single ladies.
Yeah. This song is horrible because it has given a new meaning to the word.
Yeah, like put a ring on it. Yeah, like if you want to be with me, marry me. Like yeah, I don't agree with that too much because I don't really like care for marriage too much. Yeah. I'm not looking to marry anyone.
Can we just be engaged for a while?
Yeah, seriously, right? Yeah. Like for a long while.
Like let's be together for a long time, and if you know what, maybe we click so well, let's do get married eventually. But it's not a big deal because you're just legally bind to them. That's all it is. That's how I see it. I don't see it as, oh, we're in love, let's get married, because that's what you're supposed to do when you love someone.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, your bills are my bills. your problems are my problems now because I married you legally.
That's marriage. In a nutshell, bills are my bills.
I don't care for it. I'm not one of those girls waiting or looking forward to this big old wedding.
For Snow White and all that, you know. That's funny. See, I don't know about you men, Irox and Robert, but I am more confused than when we started today. I still don't know what the hell women want, but apparently it's...
You still don't understand. We made it clear to you. We answered everything.
Yeah,
clear as mud.
We're saying they didn't know what they wanted.
The one statement that did stick out in my head is, and I think us guys are just going to have to live with this, because it's Venus versus Mars, is I want what I want, when I want it, and that depends.
I think that was the best summation of all.
Guys, you have to live with that. I'm sorry we couldn't figure you guys out, ladies. I really am sorry. Maybe
just give them whatever they want.
Maybe on the next show.
Yeah, we'd have to continue it.
Pretend you're not giving them what they want sometimes.
I want to thank our beautiful guests for coming in tonight. Hot Manager Denise, please say bye to Oddcast Land.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Denise.
Linda, our Denise's hot niece, can you please say bye to everyone?
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming out, sweetheart. And Glacier, thank you for coming to join us. Please say bye to everyone.
Thanks for inviting me out.
Thanks for coming in. We're excited that you're here because you're usually just on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did you say?
Huh?
Well, thanks for having me. Peace out.
Robert, did you have a good time?
That was awesome. Yes. I learned a lot
and
about everyone.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Desi, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Putting my opinion out there with guys and girl shit. I love it. I'm, like, really opinionated on that subject with guys and girls. So.
And Michelle, did you have a good time?
Sure. I got to pretend I was, you know, using my medical terminology for a little bit. It was kind of fun, you know.
Well, if you had a good time out there in Oddcast Land, please go to podtalkers.com and check us out. Or send us an email to podtalkers@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we're on iTunes.
Check
us out
on
iTunes.
And Facebook.
Hope you guys had a great, great night. Ladies, we love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Thank you for joining us. Peace.
Comes for Jack. Watch your back, watch your back. He'll charm you with a double axe, and then he brings a tie attack. He's not dressed for a cage. He's robed in garments strictly for another age. Here we come, drop kick, half Nelson, full Nelson, Willie Nelson, Willie Nelson. Body slam, suplex, headlock, summer slam, elbow drop, belly flop, cage match, grudge match, schnamm schnau, schnamm schnieck, all feel it, harsh low boy, melts the must, all me, scalp who is. It's me versus 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 me.